your mountain shadow.
Welcome to the Perpetual New Machine. We are pioneers of poor decisions. I'm Bill.
I'm Sid.
And I'm special guest Eric.
And this month, we played Terra. And
oh boy, Terra. Which recently became free to play, kind of like that Star Wars game we played at the first of the year. I'm just going to go out and say that Terra did a way better job of becoming free to play.
And a much worse job at everything else.
But I think we're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's go back to the beginning. You might be asking, what is Terra? Which is a common question because that's the start of their about page. Well, according to Terra Rising's own site, it's a new breed of MMO. No, it's not.
Whoa.
Terra takes the fight beyond whack-a-mole monotony with enhanced aiming, dodging, and tactical timing to create intense and rewarding combat.
There was plenty of monotony to go around.
Yeah.
We did do a boss fight, and it was pretty sweet, though.
Okay. Unlike other MMOs, you can use your controller or keyboard and mouse to control the action like never before. With all the depth you expect from a traditional MMO, there's depth in those. Plus the intense gratification of action combat, Terra changes all the rules.
Sometimes depth means playtime. So yes.
Yeah.
Also, I did actually really like the controller layout.
I nagled with it for half an hour. It was okay. Yeah. But
I don't like the implication that there's no other MMOs that you can play a controller with, because that's not true.
Yeah,
because that hasn't been true since... forever?
Final Fantasy 11?
Yeah.
But the one thing I have to say, and that's a very short about statement, but it happens to be half lie, because the combat was not rewarding or action-packed or anything of the sort. It was just click,
not
click,
always.
Click.
Not always. Yeah. Some of the bigger fights that John David and I got into towards the end did get a little hairy. I actually do really like the combat system, but we'll get into that later. So, change of topic. The first bullet point, true action combat.
Oh, no, it's not.
Experience an action MMO beyond point and click, where skill, position, timing, and aim determine success in combat. A little embellished, but mostly true.
Yeah,
you do have to position
melee
yourself.
Classes, like, position does come into effect. Timing, no.
But timing, yeah, because you have to dodge.
Timing does for some of the blocking stuff.
Yeah. I played a mage at the end, and that was just some of the most boring trap I've ever encountered.
Yeah. Vast fantasy world. Play 7 character races in 8 classes. Battle hundreds of monsters throughout 80-plus zones and embark on thousands of quests in a game world rich in history and lore. It had it up until the end. Had it just stopped at in a game world...
Yeah,
would have been completely accurate.
Yeah, I'm sure that they put a whole lot of time into the history and lore, but I don't really care, and it didn't do well.
They didn't do anything to make you care.
No.
No.
Bad voice acting and terrible writing. Oh, great.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the voice acting. Epic monster battles, advanced enemy AI, and enormous bosses deliver a more intense and engaging combat experience. When you get to them. We played all month, and 3 of us got to 1.
Yep.
It was cool.
If you say so.
Yeah.
They actually call the big-ass monsters in the game big-ass monsters.
Yeah.
That is their official terminology, which is kind of neat. Now, if they put more of them in there, hooray.
It's my understanding that there's a reasonable amount, but it's more endgame stuff. Which, I mean, lack of endgame content is usually a much bigger complaint than a early game drag, so I can kind of understand that, but goddamn.
Still need to put some stuff in early.
Put stuff in for level 10 to 20, guys. It's become a problem.
Yup.
Stunning graphics, explore a world filled with breathtaking visuals powered by Unreal Engine 3.
I'm actually quite impressed that this is an Unreal Engine 3 game.
Yeah?
Yeah, because as someone that works with Unreal Engine 3, it kind of hates and fights you on at every angle when you're trying to make spaces that are more than a corridor.
Oh, really?
So the fact that they were able to make like a pretty open environment and quite a few open environments with this level of detail that run with the specs that it runs in is actually quite commendable.
Now, I'm going to be talking later about how I wish there were more smaller and more focused dungeons. I'm going to get to that.
That's a choices. Design thing, technically. Yes. Technically, yeah. Terra works really well.
Yes. Yeah. Choice of control, play with mouse and keyboard, or your favorite PC-compatible console controller.
It does.
And they have a picture of
Xbox and PS3.
Yeah. It has a picture of almost Xbox controller.
It's a Logitech controller.
Yeah, I have that controller.
Yeah, I do like that they have UI for both Xbox-based and PS3-based control setups, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, it auto-configured it in a fairly reasonable way. Yeah. I didn't play with it much, though, so...
In order to get something that really worked for the way that I wanted it to handle, I had to do a lot of finagling, and their UI for remapping the controller is a bunch of balls.
It's just a set of balls.
Yep. Just a huge bag.
It's a BI, balls interface.
Right. So, you know, once I actually got it working and everything, playing with the controller was okay. And, yeah. But I went back to mouse and keyboard.
Yeah. Vibrant online community. In a faction-free world, all players can impact the community as well as the social, political, and economic structures of Terra. I think that they really just undersold, because this is the end of the list, they undersold like the political system in here, because I thought that was an interesting inclusion. They just mention it offhand. Granted, we never really got to the point where any of that mattered.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
The last night, you know,
it seemed interesting.
Every town or place we went into, it's just like, here's more information about people that you don't know.
But what did the political system actually do? Because
I don't remember what all it does, but I remember reading about it like a year ago, and it seemed pretty interesting. But I don't remember all the stuff that it does. We got four quotes on the right here, if either of you want to tackle that.
Yeah, go ahead, Sid.
All right. From PC Gamer. If you're bored of the typical MMO formula, Terra might be the best game for you. Frantic action-based combat, glorious graphics, and an intricate political system have us drooling for more.
Well, also, all the stuff...
this game certainly had me drooling for something.
Also, but all the stuff that made you bored in the first place.
Yep.
Yeah, if you're bored with a typical MMO formula, this game is going to make you more bored.
Yeah.
From GameSpy.
Oh, good.
Plays more like God of War than World of Warcraft.
Which makes me ask the question, GameSpy, did you play God of War?
Yeah, I don't think God of War is all that great, but man, it definitely has an entirely 100% different combat system.
Right. MMO Crunch says, the combat system is what really won us over and looks to be a game changer for the MMO genre. Well, isn't that cute?
That definitely does have a butt after it. I promise.
And the fine, well-educated folks over at G4 say, true real-time fighting could make typical MMO combat a lot more exciting. It could, but it didn't.
So here's the thing.
They left the could in there!
Yeah. Before we get to characters, I really want to address the combat issue here. Because, you know, forever, when I heard this game was coming out, when I played it at PAX... You know, it was all about, hey, real-time combat.
No.
The combat, it is kind of real-time. Like, you do have a dodge button, you can dodge attacks, and you swing your sword with your left click. But for whatever reason, it feels remarkably static and boring compared to like Guild Wars 2 combat.
Oh, yeah.
Which is far more...
It's not well polished.
Right. I mean, Guild Wars 2 combat is far slower. It's far more, you know, you have your 1 through 5 hotkeys, and it plays, you know, mechanics-wise, is it, or control-wise, it's a lot closer to standard, like, World of Warcraft, EverQuest fare. But what they did with the design of it, where, you know, with the area effect abilities and the constant motion and the fact that, you know, where you are, what your target is, and what you're doing, and how those combine with not only your abilities, but other players' abilities around you, made for incredibly interesting and deep and fun, rewarding combat using a, I guess, what would be considered a less action-based system. Whereas this, it just feels really dull.
Whereas this is the only area thing that we really had, other than I swing my sword around me, was David's heel circle, which he could not aim for shit.
Yeah.
He's always just like, I got you. Well, I'll go walk over to the heel circle that's over
yeah.
there.
Like my Warriors combo in Guild Wars 2, where I use my longbow to set an entire field of on fire and then throw a bomb arrow into it as I charge into it, and then switch my greatsword, spin all the way through the fire, gaining fire on my greatsword and throwing fire flame swords all over every place, and then just going to town with super ridiculous fast hits on things.
And then birds swoop in, and then the birds explode!
Cause yeah.
That's the only thing, like, I do.
I mean, really, when you're looking at it, I'm just, you know, moving with WASD, repositioning the mouse, and hitting, you know, like, 3-1, tab, 3, you know, that kind of stuff. But it was way more exciting and way more dynamic.
I think I know the difference here. With Guild Wars 2, they had that really, really nice ability system
yep.
where you got a weapon, and within, like, if you're going for it, within half an hour, you could have everything. All the skills on it unlocked. And that's gradually true. You unlocked more utility skills as you leveled. But you could feel like an endgame character by level 3.
Yeah,
true.
Because you had everything, and you were limited to a very finite skill set, so
yes.
you weren't having to juggle however many ability.
Exactly.
So it was all compact. It's like, I yeah. know what I have, and I'm just going to go through it, bam, 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 bam.
Whereas with this, while I do think it is fairly compact, simply because of the combo system that it had set up, where you could set up your own skill chains, where you do the spin attack, and then you can hit spacebar and do the attack that knocks people down. It keeps it very compact. However, as far as the skills go, it's a very slow burn.
Yeah, and
that,
like
that
each of the new
skills
do
about, that you
very
in,
little.
Yeah, that amount of skills that I talked about getting within half an hour, we didn't get that many over the course of the month.
Nope. Yep. I think I had four attacks that were all hit guy with sword.
And as far as, I mean, your class sucked.
Yeah, my class was just terrible.
It was really bad. My class was a lot cooler, and I got to do some neat things, and I actually wound up liking my character quite a bit by level 20. But as far as a normal MMO goes, that'd be fine. You can get away with that shit, because everything's slow and static anyway.
Right.
But if you're trying to do a fast-paced action game, you need to have more than just your bargain basement PS2 action RPG controls.
Yeah, basically what they needed here was if they're going to sell the action combat, they need to put in the level of time, dedication, and polish to have it basically on a similar level to Street Fighter 3 Third Strike.
I was about to say, fucking hire one guy that's worked on any Street Fighter game.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. just one guy. Have him, have his job be walking around yelling at people.
Yeah, just go around the office, tell everyone what they're doing wrong.
Even one or two people from the Soul Calibur team. Like, even that would be fine since you're in a 3D space.
Yep. I mean, you know, looking at games that came out like Metal Gear Revengeance, God of War, DMC, like third-person action
for games I haven't really played.
Yeah,
just someone who's
third-person action games.
Yeah.
You know, there's just something about the hit detection and the
there's a finesse
the feedback, you know, and just the and like what Bill's saying, the you know, just from the start, the kind of diversity in skill set that you want to feel like you're actually fighting and not just mashing attack over and over and over. Okay. That you need to actually get an action game to feel like an action game. And this game just really failed at it.
Now, it feels like an MMO. At first you see all these different classes, and from reading the descriptions and kind of thinking about it a little bit, and just off of like the first skill you get, you kind of feel like there is some diversity in there. Like, oh, cool, the axe guy feels like an axe guy, the great sword guy feels like a great sword guy, up until the point where we discovered that, oh, I have a lot of the same attacks that John does, only mine do suspiciously more damage, and I have the ability to dodge instead of block. And I can dodge tank just as well as the dodge tank and do quadruple the damage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my class.
Once we just discovered how much overlap there was, it got really disappointing really fast.
And that's why we saw so many greatsword people out there, because greatsword is the best.
Turns out, greatsword is still the best weapon in any game that has a greatsword in it.
Surprise.
Yep.
Alright, so, since we've started talking about characters and how terrible my characters are, let's talk about characters!
It sucks so bad. We went this month with the naming convention, come up with some nonsense elf name schlock.
That we used an elf name generator for, which is
one of those
fantastic.
Crappy little free elf name generators. The nice thing about this one, though, is that it also told you what that name meant in Elvish. Yes.
Oh, so good.
So, who wants to go first?
I guess I will. So, my first character, which didn't even last the first night, I made because the...
Because it's an option.
Yeah, because it was an option, and also because the...
the monthly challenge.
The monthly challenge was to make the worst elf butt monthly. So, this being a Korean game, there is a race of characters in this game that are basically all prepubescent little girls with animal ears. Oh, God. I remember seeing that before the game.
They're all
Nope. So, I'm like, alright, I'm gonna win that challenge. And I made one. And she was... Ugh.
Now, we have a lot of fun here at Perpetual New Machine. I'm gonna say right now, for our journalistic credibility... What little
sure
there is,
do have. Yeah.
We are not going to post a picture of Eric's first character.
No.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
My name is tied to every single episode. I'm not doing it.
I aimed the challenge of worst elf butt monthly, and I succeeded too hard. We went so far and beyond that...
Icarus's wings refused to melt, and you flew directly into the sun.
Yeah. So that character was one of the twin sword warrior characters, which the only game ever where dual wielding was tank based. What?
No, that's not true.
That's bullshit.
No.
I've played other ones. I can't remember which they are, but dodge tank is definitely a thing.
And so elf name generator, I went with basically some. I forget the name, because fuck it, but it meant...
Yeah.
So I quickly deleted that clip after
get that out.
Shots. And made a fuzzy little red panda-looking character with, like, crazy slit closed fox eyes. Then I named Ruxpin, which meant something. I don't remember. But he was awesome, except for the fact that he was another dual-wielding dodge tank character worth of worthlessness.
Yeah, I think those get like super powerful once you actually get to the point where you can taunt something and actually tank, rather than just be a guy that dodges and doesn't do very much damage.
Yeah. We
didn't get that far. How did we play for a month and not get a taunt ability on the fucking tank?
Oh, I had a taunt. It's just I died so quickly that I never wanted to taunt anything.
Alright. Still irked about that.
Yeah. So my characters were terrible.
Yeah, yours sucked. Sid, speaking of sucking, I don't know if your character was any good at all, because you fell behind immediately.
You know, like I do.
Like you do.
I went with one of the horned demon elf chicks.
Yeah.
And named it Tanith, I think it was.
Yeah, Tanith.
I remember the meaning was tall lady.
Tall lady.
Tall lady. I also went with a horned demon. I went with the greatsword class, obviously.
Of course you did.
I
have the greatsword in this next game. I'm picking it.
Oh, man, me too, because it is...
I don't know.
I don't know. I was just glad to see a class that was actually spear-based for once.
Yeah, I really like lances. Lances in video games are cool.
Yeah.
I just heard that in Monster Hunter Tri for the Wii U, they put in a new class called the Gun Lance.
Yes!
No.
Where can I get a Wii U?
Probably used in any game retailer, because they're terrible.
Yeah, I was going to say, Eric's probably going to say, in the garbage. my character's name was definitely Wrestle-Essel.
Wrestle-Essel.
Wrestle-Essel is one of my favorite names that's happened. It stands in Elvish for Random Foliage Girl. Which I thought was appropriate.
Well done.
The only other one I really remember is David's character was named Calebeth. She was the healer. Yep. And in Elvish, that stands for bedridden or sick girl. And I think that's pretty good.
That's fantastic. John was Faugon, which I don't remember.
Yeah,
he was another like little fat, chubby animal character.
Only he had the axe, and they don't scale down the size of the weapon just because your character's short, so it's just this giant thing he was running around with. It was beautiful.
Yeah, and then every so often it would just, you know, disappear into an invisible glowy thing.
Oh, it was broken as shit.
Laser axe.
It literally did not work. That's so good. So before we get too far in here, Sid, how much did you spend on this game?
Too many hours of my life.
Can we really monetize that?
Never, yeah, that's just a given back. With this, though, Sid. Come on now. Everyone knows that. Well,
I'm back.
You know, I actually got into the game a little bit and I spent $0. My friends tried to get me to buy this thing back when it was retail, and, I said no, because it's coming out too close to Guild Wars 2. I made the right choice.
Yeah. Yeah. I spent $5. I don't remember what I was going to get, but it was definitely before the month started.
What?
Whatever I bought, I didn't actually get from the in-game store, and nobody responded to my support ticket. So
what did you buy?
I don't remember.
God,
but they definitely got five of my dollars
for nothing, for literally nothing.
Literally
Bill,
nothing.
You need to be better about spending money on games.
Indeed. I was delirious that day, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So basically you're saying that they drugged you.
Probably. They drugged my fingers straight through the keyboard.
Man.
Usually that's a metaphor for an awesome game, but it is not.
Nope. All right, so highlights or lack thereof.
Well, we talked about the combo system. I really liked that. I'd like to see that more. Customizable combos that make it so you're not trying to hit like 1, 3, 9, 7. Like, yeah. I like that a lot.
You know, I mean,
that's gonna be where most of my points come
from. But for whatever reason, I think that. I remember liking Aeons more.
Eh.
I don't know why. But I didn't find that was unique to this game. And
no, I really like it.
I think the one thing that really
at straws.
made me sad about the combo in this game, or the combo system in this game, is there was very little reason to do combos.
Oh, no, 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 no. There was definitely reason to do combos, at least for my class.
Well, maybe my class is just the
epitome
of shit.
Yeah, your class just sucked. But for, like, for Lancer, they had this one ability that was this huge wind-up stab, but if you tacked it onto either an auto-attack combo or one of your other two-hit abilities, it would just go off instantly. So there was definitely reason that you
I had something similar, like, if you just hit the overhead slash, like, this tiny elf girl would be, like, trying to maneuver the sword around just right so she can get the sword down. But if you tacked it at the end of a combo, which it was on the end of all my combos, she would just immediately, like, as she was getting the momentum of the spin attack, just come down and slam down, and it was more powerful than anything else I had.
Let me tell you the amazing properties of my two combos that my character had.
Step one, keel over. Step two, die.
So if you hit the button to go into his long, protracted, like, multi-slash attack, you could, instead of hitting the right-click button to dodge, you could hit space to dodge. Ooh, there was no difference in your dodge.
It's the same ability.
Right, but, like, you know, you guys are talking about where there's a big slow attack, but if you combo it after, you know, like an auto attack or something, it comes out much faster. Yeah. This was just, hey, you can dodge at any time, like you could any time you were doing anything else.
But my guess is you probably got a cooler combo at, like, level 20 or something. Because the game stretches things out too much.
And then my other combo was basically, there's this one attack that has a follow-up attack attached to the attack. You could just hit two again, but if you hit space, hey, it works too. Those were my combos. And I'm just like, fuck you, game. Those don't deserve to be combos.
Yeah, this is the part where this sort of thing has potential, but again, you need the guy who worked on Street Fighter in the office yelling at everyone to make it work.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about this the other day. I was just like, we're probably going to point out a few things in this game, like, that's being optimistic, a few things in this game that we felt had potential, and we're probably going to use the term, if this were in a better game. So what I really think should happen
is an
enterprising listener should go back through the previous episodes and find all the instances of if this were in a better game, compile them into a list so we can see what the ultimate game looks like.
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
I like it definitely has infinite grenades.
And this can be an ongoing project.
Yeah.
So every month we update it.
To make that easier for the enterprising listener, we're going to call this segment, if this was in a better game, it'd be great.
Working title.
Yeah, working title.
If this had a better title.
Shut up. Anyway, so combo system. If it were in a better game, it would actually be quite a cool feature. But unfortunately, massively underused in this game.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I do like that they're customizable, so you can build your own. I think that's a nice touch. That's basically where my like for it comes. But like I said, we got a total of 4 skills.
Yeah.
So, ooh.
Were there any other features in this game that you think, like, if it was in a better game, it could work better?
Features like that, not really.
Does it really have any other features that stand out?
I mean, I kind of want to say the real-time combat, but, like, more of a concept of, like, hey, an MMO with actual action-based combat would be cool, but I don't think Skate succeeded on any level at delivering it.
Oh, no, not at all.
I want to not give it credit for that, simply because it perpetuates the, hey, this is good for an MMO. Why can't an MMO just be a good game?
Yeah, seriously.
That's what holds me back from that. Because, like I said,
that's always the qualifier people use.
Yeah, always. Always. Man, like it really calls that into question.
This is way better than the normal shitty games in this genre.
Yeah, like I said, like I want to give it credit for the real combat, but it feels like a bargain bin PS2 game.
And you guys wonder why I bitch and moan about so many games we play. It's because they're bad games.
Points. At least we're not paying.
I'm going to make you eat those words on next episode, Sid.
I know. I am so looking forward to that. But that's for another
Sid's
section.
Sid's Revenge. That's, every once in a while, we have an entire month-long segment called Sid's Revenge.
So, one of the serious downsides, I think, of this game...
Just I wanted to say one more good note. I don't think it's a full feature, but I actually do like the game feel of the movement. Like, walking around and riding around on the horse, and the jumps felt good.
No. My character ran so awkwardly, I cannot agree with that.
It was okay, but it was nothing special.
It wasn't anything special, but it was better than some of the stuff.
It's better than feel. Some.
Yep.
Like, still
and worse than most.
I'm reaching.
You are. So, one of the big downsides of this game, and one of the things that made me very... very opposed to it back in the beta before it came out. The mission and quest system is probably the most rote and boring implementation of an MMO quest system.
Can I just say something?
Ever experienced.
I think it's better than Aeon's.
Can I say something about it?
It's on par.
It's better than Aeon's because Aeon required us to walk around an entire town for half an hour talking to literally every NPC, and at the end you got the title Patient. You cannot tell me that this was worse than Aeon.
No, but I can tell you it's every bit as awful as Aeon.
I'm going to put it's equal.
I put it one notch above. It's like 100 notches, and this Aeon's not like notch 3. But I'm going to put Terra at notch 4, because at least there were only like 3 or 4 quests.
At least they did tell you which quests were important for moving forward.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
But still, none of the quests mattered. That's the thing that gets me is every storyline in every MMO is completely irrelevant with a very finite number of exceptions. And I feel like this quest box thing that the industry has going is just the completely wrong way to do it because I can always click through it. You could replace the entire text of every single text box with just a bunch of lorem ipsum, and it would not change a damn thing.
Does Progress Quest have a more exciting storyline than your game? If so,
you're doing it wrong.
You did something.
Like, give me something to care about your questing and the story of your world, or just leave it out.
Yeah, I don't know what it was about Aeon. For some reason, I had slightly more investment in getting those quests done than I did
because there
were
so fucking many. You felt good for like
for emptying the list,
emptying it despite the game. Yeah.
Oh, that's another thing I didn't like. They only let you track up to 7 quests at once
on the screen itself.
Yeah,
rather than the log. Yeah,
I think they only showed them up on the mini map 7 at a time.
I didn't have much of a.
I thought that was dumb. I think they're...
Personally, I think you shouldn't have 7 active quests anyway.
Well, yes, but so... if you're going to have that, let me track them.
You know what? I think I know why I actually gave any sorts of shits about the Aeon quest where I didn't care about this game. Is another bad part about Terra, the itemization is pretty awful.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of rough.
Like, none of the stats make sense.
Screaming for an entire night about trying to find a shop.
Yeah. Like, the shop's money matters nothing. Like, I don't think I bought anything.
No, I didn't buy a single thing. And then I probably should have bought a campfire or two. But...
When you do get to the shop, you have to buy things and sell things 6 at a time.
Yeah, that was, that was good.
Go through and empty your inventory, clicking through.
Oh, yeah. I did buy some things. Those upgrade gems that are you plug into your sword and armor so that it gives you specific boosts. But here's the thing. While that seemed cool, if you unequipped a weapon, it unequipped the gems with it, Yep. And there were no ways to get the gems out of the weapon until you equipped it again, went into your character sheet, pulled the gems out one by one, then equipped the new sword and put those back in one by one.
And also the gems were like, gives you 0.1% more critical damage when you're behind a guy and you knocked him down. Like,
no, they were better than that.
I didn't find any that were better than that.
That sounds like shit I see in Final Fantasy XI.
I know.
I had 8% increased damage to knockdown on one gem and 8% increased damage to enemies below 50% on the other. That might be why I was substantially more powerful than you were.
I would love to have found those. I did not. So, in with the itemization and things just not making sense. Also, crafting, a bunch of balls.
Yeah, apparently, one thing?
Sure.
My favorite part about the itemization is that there is no equipment slot for pants.
Yeah. No pants. No pants.
Nobody gets to wear pants. I thought that was a brilliant commentary on the rest of the game.
Yeah. So, apparently, and I looked on the forums for this because I'm like, this can't be right when I was trying to do it in-game. For a new character trying to get into any sort of crafting discipline, you have to spend 2 gold pieces, which are like the high level of currency, to even make the first like base level 10 item.
Yeah.
Yeah. So nobody crafts, nobody does anything. You get occasional weapons sometime, but the stats don't really make any sense. So
there was a good stretch of the game where we were just like rejecting quests because we were overleveled. So we would just run up to the exclamation point, see if any of the quests gave us gear.
Yeah.
And if they did, which hardly ever,
yep.
We'd take those.
But like you got money, didn't need it. Healing items, nope.
Nope.
Like just
I did need those in the dungeon. Yeah. We got our shit wrecked in that dungeon.
There is one good thing about
that dungeon that you two missed out on was far and away the best part of the game, and why I'm going to give it a higher score than you guys are. So that dungeon is sweet.
Well, but should have made it earlier.
One thing I did like about the equipment in this game is that in a lot of other games, when you start out your adventure, you get like the frumpy brown tunic or whatever, and you have to work your way up to chainmail and then eventually plate mail. And all the cool stuff comes towards the end game. But
they gave you the weird shit right away.
the equipment designs for this game, you're getting really cool stuff right out of the gate.
Let me tell you about some of the leotards that I wore that only had one leg.
the terrible over-sexualization aside, there's some really cool stuff. Like, by the end of the fourth night, I had the wicked shield and lance that looked like it belonged as some sort of end game loot.
Yeah.
It was just really cool design.
My character had boring swords and a boring leather tunic. My character sucks.
Yeah.
I would like to point out that the over sexualization is somehow not sexist. Because that definitely happens to the male characters too.
They cannot button their shirts and they have low riding pants.
It's not allowed. If female,
they didn't over-sexualize the animal characters, which is they were the best.
Yeah, I'm glad that they didn't. I'm kind of surprised at the restraint. But if a female character wore any of the male elf characters' clothes, even with the shirt buttoned up in another game, people would be crying scandal. This is the closest
game you're going to get to Scarlet Blade without playing Scarlet Blade.
Oh, God. Can we not talk about that game?
We're going to play it 1 month. No. I see that coming.
God damn it. I'm going to have such a vengeance the next month.
I am completely content with that just being the game that we keep alluding to, but
never play
or discuss.
Yeah.
So, moving on.
Right. You know, I can't really think of anything else to say about this game other than it was kind of boring and meh.
I had something else to say, but now I'm just thinking of Scarlet Blade a bunch.
Yeah, that's no good. No. So let's go for box quotes.
Box quotes.
Yes.
I actually spent some time thinking of a box quote ahead of time. Have you ever wanted to play the average anime? Because you can, and it's here.
Yeah. Would you like to play an action game, but you're really terrible at action games?
These people won't judge you. They're still playing this. They don't know any better.
Oh, and from the fourth night, Terra, it's the clumpest.
It's the clumpest game around. It's just a clump-ass clump.
Yeah. I'm racking my brain for other things to say about this game.
It's just kind of
It's
clumpy.
Really kind of pretty if you like overly saturated, happy, fun worlds.
I liked the scenery they had.
Yeah, like, the scenery was pretty...
Some of the architecture was actually really well done.
The hyperspace was out of control!
Yeah, it was.
You're flying on your Pegasus thing, and it's like, Pegasus, punch it. Hyperspace.
It does. It just goes. That was amazing.
I should have gotten a video of that.
Yeah, I didn't get a video. I definitely got a screenshot. That's pretty good. So,
So I think we've dragged on long enough about Terra. Let's get into the scoring.
Yeah. Who thinks they're gonna give the Sid? You should.
Sid. I'm calling 21. That's my guess for Sid's score.
It's our review process. Lowest score goes first, also known as Sid gets put on the spot.
And for those of you who are just joining us, our score goes from 0 to 100, where 100 is a game you'd gladly pay full retail price for and play for a year, while 0 is a dog mistake.
And 50 is average.
Yeah, 50 is meh.
It's decent.
50 is Milk 2, the game.
Milk 2.
I'd play that.
God. So, Terra. Like
game jam idea.
Oh, fuck. What do I want to say about this game? This game was... Oh, I did not enjoy this game. This was one of those games where Tuesday night would roll around, and I'd just sort of go, oh, crap, I have to play Terra again.
Several points where we had no idea whether or not you were still playing.
Well, I only actually logged out on...
Define play.
This is a bad World of Warcraft clone on a lot of levels, I think. It's built from the same mold with inferior materials on every level. And I just... It's one of those games where they didn't get the interface right, the combat system's clunky, there's no reason to care about the game world or the quests or the characters or anything, and it's just... The gameplay itself is not compelling, and I find myself just questioning, why should I keep playing this? This was basically Aeon 2.0. So, I'm going to give it... Give it an 18.
3 points off.
All right, it's legal. Just like Eric's first character.
Gross. All right. So, I'm going to go next, because I'm going to give it a slightly higher score than Sid. Terra, for me, is a game that looked at everything else that was out there and said, you know what, we can do that, that's easy. And they just really failed at all the nuances and intricacies that makes any other MMO enjoyable. Like, these guys seem to have gone out of their way to make me not give a flying fuck about any of their world or lore or characters or anything. Everything is super generic. It's like, you go out and the first enemy you fight are trees. Why? I don't want to fight trees. Like, they don't do a good job establishing where you are, why you're there, what this place is, why you're fighting trees.
Eric, you need to never play Final Fantasy XI.
Oh, I played Final Fantasy XI, it's awful.
There's at least a mystery there that you kind of want to figure out. But this, like Final Fantasy XI refuses to tell you about the world just enough that you're a little curious. This one just keeps wanting to talk to you, and you just,
like,
you just
hey, come into the world, and it's like, explore this. We've got unicorns and fairies and rainbows, and no, I'm sorry. I really just don't. So, you know, unlike other MMOs, where, you know, like, even World of Warcraft and Guild Wars, where it's like, ooh, I want to know what's over that next hill. I want to get to that next area. I almost dreaded going to the next zone of this, just because it's like, ugh, now I won't be familiar with the map anymore.
And there's, like, so much more of it left.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this keeps going. So, and yeah, like, and everything they were boasting about the gameplay just kind of fell short. And anything they weren't boasting about the gameplay, they just half-assed. They really did. Which is sad, because technically, like, engineering-wise, it runs great. And the art isn't bad, it's just uninspired.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give it a 23.
Now,
just for boredom.
Yeah. When I was listening to you guys' review, I was sitting here going, I kind of want to have a conversation with one of the devs, just to find out what they're like. But just the one. I would only want to talk to them the once.
Yeah.
Because I've got a really strong feeling that this was made by the type of person that I've met several times. The very enthusiastic person that you meet at an anime convention.
Oh, God.
I have just this hunch that they believe that this setting and these characters and the storyline, there's somebody that really thinks that this is very good and that this is totally their thing, and they're gonna make the best of it that they can. I genuinely believe that there's somebody that just has a bunch of wall scrolls and made this because they thought it was awesome. I don't think it's a misguided attempt where they're like just trying to cash in. I think this is actually a labor of love. But
which makes it all the sadder.
It's the kind of situation where somebody had to say no. Like, somebody had to step in and just say, hey, can we maybe tweak these things? Or maybe it's just the internet's fault where these people just talk to each other and it snowballs.
You can't make a race of 13-year-old girls with rabbit ears. You can't do it.
Positive feedback loop. They just
get off.
Just don't.
Get off DeviantArt and go to work.
That's what this is. It's DeviantArt the game for all of its woes.
And what makes it even more curious is that it's got all this, like, technical prowess.
Yeah, it's well put together.
The combat system runs. It runs. I get the feeling that it'd actually be as engaging as it tells you once it actually gives you all the stuff. Somebody in the design team said, okay, well, we've got these other games, and people really like being strung along with the rewards. You get gradually more powerful as you go. That's how we should have our game, too. And that just single-handedly, I think, drove it into the ground. If it was more fun to play, I wouldn't mind the setting as much, because sometimes it was just a goddamn spectacle. I kind of wanted to see what fucked up thing was around the corner in that city. I was a little curious to see, like, what is going to make me uncomfortable next. It was a morbid curiosity.
What morbid horrors are there in Lumbertown?
Yeah. I just had to get to Lumbertown. What's on the other end of this hyperspace? I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's a mindset that, like, that kind of setting, really enjoying that kind of setting. It's a mindset that I am familiar enough with that I can put myself in somebody else's shoes. And sometimes doing that is kind of fun as a thought experiment. So I kind of appreciated it just a little bit, but those aren't shoes I want to wear. So I'm really torn. I just desperately wish that while it seems like they put all of their time and money into the combat system, I know that's not the case, because there's way more love and care in the MMO, but the different kind, and they didn't mesh well, and it just wound up being this awkward, weird thing. That being said, I did have some fun playing it, because I had the best class.
You chose wisely.
I think David, John, and I had a pretty solid group. When us three were going at it, it was actually pretty fun. We had a decent combo. I wish David was better at healing. He's so bad. But it was actually a good time when the stars aligned and we actually got that going. Like I said, that last dungeon, even though we only got like a third of the way through it, because we were at the minimum level and there was only three of us instead of five, we actually had some fun, you know, pulling mobs and strategizing and going at it and trying to figure out how to tackle the boss. I saw some glimmer of the end game and it was appealing. But that's not enough. I'm yammering because I'm trying to decide on a score.
Just get it over with, man.
I don't think it's as bad as you guys do, because I never do.
You're so
easy. That's why you keep me around.
Well, I think it's part of Brian's too. Like the further away you get from average, the harder it is to get there. 37. Like I can't.
That wasn't so hard, was it?
I was trying to give it higher, but I can't. During all that yammering, like I realized just how different each team had to have been, and how weird that must have been to combine, and how weird it turned out. Like I can't give it any higher than a 37. Yep. However, my score was almost as high as your scores combined.
Yep. So Sid calculated the average. It's 26 even, which makes it 1 point higher than half of half as bad.
Fantastic. And it's well deserved.
I think that makes it the worst game we've played.
Oh, no.
I think so.
I think so.
Wow. Yeah.
I think this scored lower than DCUO.
That's impossible.
But DCUO is on a different last year's scale.
Yeah, people out there, this game is way better than DCUO. DCUO is the worst.
Yeah, but we have the low mark of the year so far.
Yeah.
Far and away.
Yeah.
Yeah, Terra,
this is why I'm so excited for next month's game, because it goes in a completely different direction.
And it floors it.
I think that just goes to show, like, our grading scale. It's not about the quality of the game. It's we play a lot of MMOs. How different are you? Can you actually provide something that's compelling?
Can you provide entertainment?
I don't think it's quite that. I think it's not how different are you just because different is better.
No.
I think it's we don't like the traditional MMO. We don't really care. We don't really care for World of Warcraft. So different is better just because we don't like the thing that it's trying to be different.
That we're reviewing.
We don't like the things that we play. That's kind of the point. So if you're the average thing that you normally play, we hate you.
Well, that's backfired.
Best decisions.
You could say we're pioneers of them.
Yeah.
Blazing a trail.
So before we get on to next month's game, awards!
Yay!
I think we discussed before the show that I was the only one that actually submitted a butt. That was gross.
That wasn't also disqualified for being too gross.
Correct.
Not speaking about one.
The grossest butt that can be legally posted on my website without a disclaimer.
Yeah.
So
yeah, there's a reason why I made a character the same night.
Probably. Yeah.
I couldn't keep doing it.
Oh, gross.
Well, is this like, yep, I made a character, and the first reaction from Bill was, no, no. Damn it, Eric.
No, you didn't. Nope. You made a monstrosity.
You made a travesty.
you made a mistake. So I think I got worst, bud.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Honorable mention to both of your pictures of front butts. Wow.
Yeah, I'll try and get that up later.
Oh, good. Thanks, Sid, for wording it like that.
Phrasing!
I will try to upload the rest of the album later.
For Most Awesome Person Award, I kind of want to give this month to David.
For the healing?
Yeah, for it.
Because for antagonizing me?
Two. That one's fun.
That's a shoo-in right there.
So his character was the healer, but his main heal was a targeted... wasn't even targeted. It was a circle that he had cast out, like, 15 feet in front of his character.
I think it was just always 10 feet. Like, he couldn't choose how far away it was.
And so he'd be like, and he would cast it on the enemies.
Yeah.
In a space with nobody there. Or on the person that had full health already. Like, it was amazingly funny. And he also revived me every time I died, because that happened a lot, because he couldn't.
Yeah. He didn't revive me every time I died, because if I died, it was pretty likely that everybody was dead.
So, still, just A for effort, I want to give Most Awesome to David.
All right. I was considering just not giving it to anybody this month, just because we shouldn't give it out just to, for the sake of giving it out, but you made a compelling case.
Yeah, I made a compelling case. So, okay. Just for missing the heels, lack of crying, David gets Most Awesome.
Just so bad at healing. David, you better heal better in next game.
Yes. So, speaking of the next game,
we gotta do our rolling awards. Best Grizzled War Story left in our voicemail, available at 608-4-NOOBS-8. That continues to roll. Become the police chief. No one was the police chief of our guild, which we did not mention yet. We were Team Nice Lady.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was great.
The political system, we probably could have gotten somebody to be police chief.
Yep.
Dan.
But nope. Rolls on. Next month might be ripe for it, though.
There we go.
Might be.
Sid, it's your time to shine. Oh, what are we playing?
We are playing the wonderful world of Darkwind.
Yep.
That had a subtitle that's not on the website.
War on Wheels?
Yeah, yes. War on Wheels.
Basically,
are you shitting me? God damn it.
I'm glad that this
from the description of the game, all I can figure is that it's basically Final Fantasy Tactics mixed with Grand Theft Auto as a turn-based MMO.
Turn-based 3D persistent world multiplayer car combat.
Yes.
With real physics.
I hate everything I just said.
I'm pretty sure, because I've gotten in there just to see how a couple things work. I'm pretty sure it's like half forum. I don't know. I have no idea. This game is this game is Frankenstein's mummy.
This is going to be an experiment.
Oh, it's going to be rich. This is a game we're going to be talking about for a while.
Oh my god, Sid, what did you do?
I got us away from World of Warcraft clones. That's what I did.
Like I said, it took
because
the opposite direction.
Because if I had to play another one, I was just going to rage quit so hard.
Standard questing? Gone. Action-based sword combat? Gone. Technical excellence? Gone!
Oh. This one's going to be painful, you guys.
Our naming convention for next month, I have decided, is post-apocalyptic car Vikings. Because, you know, seems appropriate.
Because when I think of Mad Max, I think Vikings.
I just, one day I pictured all of us rolling around with names like Jürgen, and I was just so amused.
Jürgen.
Just confusing the locals.
Skjor. I'm looking at one of the screenshots on this site, and front and center is a car with no textures. It's just gray.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
I don't want to play this.
Oh, man.
this is one of the most anticipated PNN events we've ever done. People have been waiting for, and I quote, that car game for months. Sid, speaking of, what is next month's challenge? I know people have been looking forward to this and speculating.
This is going to be an interesting one. It's slightly open to interpretation, but next month's challenge is Helper.
Yep. Be the Helper.
So
anybody that was with us for APB, just like... It's Sid's revenge. Be the Helper. Let's make this happen. So yeah, no, that's gonna be fucking spectacular. You can find out all the info at http://ambetter.org/noobs. I'm gonna have that updated well before this goes up. I'm probably gonna put it up tonight because I finally secured my awesome names, which I'll tell you guys after we're done recording.
Wilderness combats are carried out on a wide range of wilderness maps across the continent of Evan. Spelled E-V-A-N.
I really hope that means there are animals.
And
wait,
also
wait, there's a continent named Evan?
Yes! That's the game world! It's called Evan!
Well, the continent's called Evan? I'm pretty sure the game world's called Nave. N-A-V-E. I saw that written somewhere.
Oh, God.
We're doing some classy shit, guys. I'm so excited.
Oh, great. Hey, Sid. Sid, guess what? Permadeath!
Yes!
Excellent!
Yes!
This could not get any better.
Oh, God.
So excited.
The aspects of Darkwind run into a real-world time scale. It takes days or weeks for your characters to heal from their injuries. This is going to be a phenomenal clusterfuck. Well done.
Oh, if I didn't know what our guild name was going to be, it would definitely be Cluster Fun, but I did come up with something better.
You know, I played some Bioshock Infinite tonight, but now I'm just too depressed. Can we stop this now?
Just be sure to send in your screenshots of butts to noobs@nbetter.org.
Or don't.
Special thanks to the people that actually came out and stuck with us. We actually got a decent crowd this time.
We won't next time.
No, you guys need to show up for this. It's going
this
to be,
is gonna be spectacular.
Oh, my God. In that it is a spectacle, yes. thanks to Shale Riley for the use of our theme song, Haters Unite, off the album Ultimate Songs from the Pit. It's still new enough that I'm going to tell you to go download a bio available by his other band, The Grammar Club, because it's still pretty good. And you should listen to it a bunch. And thanks to me for picking out Terra.
You ass.
This is why I'm not picking the next two. It just goes, Bill picks the game until you two hate it a lot. And then I stop picking the game for a little while. But yeah, be sure to show up next month because whoa, doggy. It game of the year contender, technically.
I hate you, Sid. I hate you so damn much.
So glad that you two are friends. But yeah, until next time, though. Dang!
I hate you so much.
Tonight we will rain her upon the sons of Boston.